Thursday afternoon, and it's been a rather long day full of things to do, and actually a bit late for doing another coffee review. I still couldn't resist. I needed a coffee. It is 5:30 in the afternoon, so early evening already. Is it wise to have a coffee that time of day? Of course it is. Any time of day is coffee time. For me, anyway. Unfortunately, unless I'm really over-caffeinated and drinking too many, it doesn't affect me too much. So I'm one of the lucky ones that can just taste coffees all along. And here I'm still with Extract Coffee Roasters, just outside of Bristol they operate. And today I had the pleasure to talk to Ashley, one of the roasters at the roastery there. And it was great to know a bit more about them and about their roasting philosophy, which I'm going to write about maybe a bit more extensively on coffeemumbojumbo.com itself a bit later, once I've had the chance to also taste and review the Kenyan coffee, which I'm about to now put my lips to. I've reported yesterday that I was lucky enough to receive two different roasting profiles of the Kiangoi AB bean from Kenya. One was a espresso profile and the other one more geared towards filter. But you know me, I try and experiment everything. And yesterday I had that coffee in the espresso. I've also had it, neat as an espresso and with milk. And with milk, it had kind of this amazing caramel, salty, lint, chocolate caramel. It just reminded me immediately of that. Very versatile. It was great as an espresso, just lingering forever. Maybe one thing that surprised me most, it's not kind of your it's a washed coffee for one. A Kenyan kind of can tend towards being kind of winey, but also black currant. Black currant is something you get a lot out of Kenya. This one, not really. And it had this kind of salty quality to it, which was quite amazing. You might think of salt and might think like, oh no, that's not good. No, but this kind of little hint of saltiness with sweetness, like sometimes really mixes well. And it was enchanting on the palate. So today, this same coffee, before moving to the filter profile, I also wanted to try it in the V60. And I did. So under 17 grams of coffee, 16 and a half, I thought, because I'd dosed a bit in the espresso as well, so I thought I'd just go a little bit above that. And the ratio seemed to be perfect in 2 minutes 15 with a bit of bloom happening. The first kind of 25-30 seconds, I allow that to happen. Let the gases kind of come through and see that all the beans are saturated, all the grind is saturated. And I think extraction was pretty good. And what can I expect here with this same coffee prepared in the V60? Wow, delicious. Now, I mean, yes, I was going to say also about the Kenyans. Not only have I had kind of this blackcurrant thing happening in some Kenyans, but I've also had some, and it reminds me, I've had something last year. It was called the Kikai. It was roasted by Caravan, by head roaster, master roaster Sam at Caravan. That, for example, was lime. It was just amazing. It was beautiful. It was lemony. It was lime. If you don't know the difference between lemon and lime, I encourage you, just slice open a lemon, slice open a lime, and you'll see they're totally different. And that Kenyan coffee, the Kikai, just was so, I just am remembering it now because it was just so limey. So, you know, within Kenya, of course, totally different things can happen. And then the roaster, what I really learned through extract roasters is that, you know, they just, I don't know what they do, but they've got a different slant to it. Because I can say this because what really fascinated me was that Rocco Mountain Ethiopian Agachev Natural, roasted by two different roasters and just a completely different roaster profile probably applied. And in the cup, it was just a different coffee. Now, let's get back to this because I just digress. I want to discuss the Kiangoi AB, which again is a coffee that, first of all, it's washed, sun-dried on African beds. Again, comes from a really high altitude. 1700 to 1900 meters above sea level. Why is that important? Because beans just have a longer time to mature and to grow. The varietals in here, SL28, SL34, very familiar with Kenyan coffees. That's the varietals of Arabica beans that are mostly coming out of Kenya. And now, as of late, also the Ryuru 11, which is a bit of a hybrid. It's got a tiny bit of Robusta in it, which is interesting. So, it is very full-bodied, this coffee. It has a beautiful shine to it. It's just in my double-walled glass here, which I love. I can just really evaluate the lovely filter coffees. I always like doing that. And the taste, let's get back to the taste. I still feel a hint of saltiness, kind of a caramelly saltiness happening here. Mouthfeel is delicious. It's just heavy enough for a filter coffee. It's not too light. That probably also because it's geared more toward an espresso profile where you're trying to get a bit more of a heavier mouthfeel happening. So it'll be interesting to then go to the other profile, but I don't think I'll do this today. It's a bit too late. Maybe tomorrow I'll do a side-by-side of the two different profiles of that very coffee and see how different they are. But this one, I'm really liking it. I've got to take another sip. A delightful acidity just comes and envelops you. The mouthfeel, I don't know, I'm particular on mouthfeels. It's just something I detect very quickly. First of all, it's very clean, of course. But also the mouthfeel is something that I'm just, it's something that just strikes me immediately in a coffee that I pay a lot of attention to. Also when I cup myself and do my own roasting, it's just something that's very indicative to a quality as well, that you either like or dislike, something heavier, something light on your mouth. This one has just got a lovely balance. And this saltiness comes through at the very end. The beginning, the acidity, I can't really pinpoint it, what kind of fruitiness or acidity it could be. Now, they actually guide you towards something kind of chocolatey, licoricey, twiglety. Twiglets. Yes, the saltiness of a twiglet, and it's got kind of a funny coating. I don't know when you've last had a twiglet. I've had some a long time ago, but it just reading about it brings that flavor and that that distinctive taste back to me. But I would just go more towards caramelly. It's quite caramelly with a hint of saltiness. It's quite delicious. Again, I mean, I could drink that. Maybe I'll make myself another cup because I can just drink this on and on. Really, really nice. Oh, I can't wait until tomorrow because tomorrow I will taste this other one as well and do a side-by-side. For now, I'm signing off because I'm babbling on a bit too much. That's how excited I am. That's what coffee does to me. Just excites me.